Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maines. Batting third. The right fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Lefty Stewart. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Johnson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hank Johnson. And now, play ball. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Maines moves to second. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maines. McManus reaches second base with a double. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Maines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bluge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte takes first base on ball four. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schulte. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Hodapp applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart fires to first and has McManus trapped. There's the throw to Meyer, who tags McManus for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin strikes out. Farrell throws to second to catch Goslin, who is caught in a rundown. The throw to Hodap, who drops the ball. Goslin is safe on the error. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goslin scores. It's Senators, 1, Red Sox, 1. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schult. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Hodap applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodap is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 1 in the game. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart bunts in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Berg moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bluge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up towards third. Bluge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber throws to second for 1, and Hodapp throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Goslin moves to second. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Goslin steals third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Goslin scores. Cronin moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Senators. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a fly ball towards right. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Cronin scores. Schult moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Senators. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 2 in the game. Bluge hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Senators. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Meyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gosselin hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into left field. Mainisch picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mainisch. Alexander moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Senators. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Schult is called out on strikes. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 3 in the game. Bluge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. Bluge reaches second base with a double. QL goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Senators. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Goslin moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 3 in the game. Seeds is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, Senators. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.